So I saw a trailer. It's been everywhere on every single platform for Joker 2. Right, they're getting ready to release the second Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. I thought the first one kind of stunk.
I never saw it.
And then I was like, wait, am I alone on this? So I wanted to ask the people, 913-586-7965. What was your enjoyment of the first Joker movie, and do you want to see the second one? I have no interest in the second one due to the fact I didn't know it stunk, but I thought his performance was fine and the rest of the movie was blah, so I wasn't blown away. I can't believe you didn't see it. That feels like a movie that'd be right up your alley.
Yeah, I did not see it. I know it was very popular. It did over like $1 billion in the box office, but no, I did not actually see the 2019 movie Joker.
You didn't see it?
So you didn't like it, though. You're a real encouraging sign for me to go see it. You're telling me you didn't think it was any good.
I don't know. I mean, so T Nolte over on Twitch says, nah, it was great. Little slow, though, but great. Another person just said they straight up didn't see it or wasn't bad. Wasn't bad is not a ringing endorsement for a sequel-based movie.
No.
Wasn't bad? I don't want to see any sequel of a movie that wasn't bad. I'm looking for something a little more like... Drew, have you seen it? Maybe I should have checked to see who saw this movie.
Okay, I have not seen it, and the reason
I should ask a different question. I figured one of you guys had seen it. It was a very popular movie.
The reason why is I think it is it's the Heath Ledger thing, is that there is only one person who should play Joker, and it is Heath Ledger, and I don't want anything to do with anybody else who is trying to play Joker.
That's actually a really good point. I think of a lot of people.
There's one guy that hit a home run, and I don't want to see anybody else trying to portray him.
That's fair.
Someone says, I thought the first movie was one of the best movies I've ever seen, so they loved it. This next person said, Joker sucked. It was so boring. The first Joker was depressing and sucked. Two thumbs down. But then the next person after that said, thought it was great. You know how this is. There's always a movie that is just, like, not like people are like, it's fine, but people either loved it or they thought that movie stunk. And when you're on the opposite side of that, it always feels like there's a big dividing line. I'm sure that there's an example of a movie that you felt that way too.
The consensus, I think, around the first Joker movie was you had to go in, if you thought going in it was going to be anything like the Dark Knight movies, it wasn't at all like that. It was a very depressing movie is what it seemed like from other people talking about it, actually. Like, you had to go in kind of knowing that. Somebody said they think you didn't like it because you kept critiquing the Joker's crimes and how it should have been done.
No, it wasn't it. I was just, I saw that they were making a sequel. I'm like, hey, we need a sequel for this. Like, also, a sequel. So, like, the movie is an origin story of the Joker, and now I'm getting a sequel for the origin story? That's just, so eventually, are you just going to make a Batman movie then, I guess, where he's the full-blown Joker? Like, what's the next step into the, I don't know. It just didn't.
Yeah, but they're cranking out these movies so quickly. Now it's all about money more and more with all these. I know we've talked about even Marvel and stuff like that in the recent, like, a lot of that is just there's so many different movies now on purpose based off of just the financial element of it. Like, I feel like we're not even getting the quality. It's a quantity thing going on with a lot of these at this point.
I guess if you could describe the movie in the way that you would describe it, other than just like the trailers, what would you say it is?
Okay,
it's almost like a biopic of the Joker and how he gets to that.
It's not a Batman movie. I don't think it was meant to be that. It is an origin story about how the Joker becomes the Joker. And essentially it's just, he's clinically depressed. His life stinks. He thinks everyone's out to get him. Some people are out to get him a little bit. And then eventually he starts doing some awful stuff because he's got nothing left to lose. And he's probably also mentally unstable, as you would imagine with somebody who is eventually the Joker. But it was like, again, like, the movies that are the toughest for me from a good movie perspective is, I think Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor. I think he does a nice, convincing job playing this person. They just banked the whole movie on the idea that he's a good actor, and they put no other juice behind it. No storyline that moves along. It just kind of, I don't know, fell flat. What's the last movie where you were like, you loved it and you couldn't believe other people didn't? There's always... Always examples of that.
Boy, oh boy. Most of the movies that I've seen recently, though, have always been just kind of like the bigger blockbuster ones. As far as more of the out there movies, it's been many, many years. I told you, now since, I don't know, the last year and a half or so, like, I probably go to 2 or 3 movies a year max in theaters now. The rest I just watch at home or wait till they're available at home. Like, I think if you have kids, you're more likely to have gone to a movie theater in the last 3 weeks or something.
I mean, I've got kids, so obviously I get there every once in a while. Yeah.
The last time Bree and I went to a movie theater was 2019.
2019 was the last time you went to a movie?
Because everything's
now we're getting into a whole different conversation. Oh, no. Are you kidding? That's crazy.
That's serious. Everything's accessible now. So, like, it wasn't a movie to me. One movie that I wanted to see in theaters that I didn't was Oppenheimer, but I've seen it now, and everything's accessible now. For the most part, you just wait a little bit, and you can watch it on whatever subscription service. There's a lot of the Marvel movies post Endgame haven't had the greatest reviews. But I thought some were more
enjoyable than they let on. Yeah,
yeah. I enjoy movies, but then you look at like the Rotten Tomato reviews, and they're like 31% of people approved it. They get like 4 stars, and I think that the movie actually is okay. A lot of the Avengers or the Marvel ones post Endgame.
So I guess you're not going to go see Joker 2, is what you're telling me.
No.
No need to.
I feel like I need to see the first one first. I suppose
we can have difference of opinions. We don't have to like movies the same, you know. The next movie I'll probably go end up seeing in theater is that kids' robot.
Like I never
movie,
saw
I'm
that.
Sure.
I haven't seen the new Twister movie. I didn't go in theaters for that. I'll watch it on Amazon or whenever it's already out there. Maybe.
But that feels like you guys don't think that there's some movies that deserve to be on a big screen. No, so, Twister sure. is an action movie. I feel like any new
Bond movie I'm seeing in theaters.
I thought Oppenheimer deserved it. I just didn't get there.
Bond movie I will see.
I was about to say you didn't think it deserved it that much. Drew said Oppenheimer deserved it. He hadn't seen a movie since 2019.
I bet you can't guess what that movie was either. I was going to say.
What movie in theater? 2019. So the Joker came out in 2019. We know it wasn't that.
It was 2019. Hold on. I want to at least look at a list of movie releases so I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. It was 2018, actually.
Wow, even longer. 2018?
I just looked at the movie. 2018.
That was the last time you saw a movie in the theaters? 2018?
Yeah.
Well, this is best movies. I don't want best movies. I want box office. Drew didn't just go see, you know. Okay, so Avengers Endgame.
Black Panther?
No.
That was 2018.
You know what? I'm going to guess, because of all this Scooby-Doo
stuff.
My guess is Frozen 2.
No, that
damn it, that was a good one.
Cody is more in the ballpark.
Drew's out of here seeing Crazy Rich Asians or whatever.
What movie was it? Damn it.
It was The Grinch, the new Benedict Cumberbatch Grinch movie. There's nothing more that my wife enjoys, I think, more during Christmas time than The Grinch movie. She loves The Grinch movies. And we went to go see that one, with Benedict Cumberbatch.
And that was the last one.
Yeah, the last movie in movie theaters.
And the experience wasn't that great, apparently.
The movie was good, but in terms of like the cost, somebody said too expensive nowadays.
It's crazy.
I think that's part of why. Oh, I'll wait eventually, and I'll see it on Netflix or I'll see it on Disney Plus, particularly, or Amazon, or Peacock.
I just think some movies are, you know, like I want to see on the big screen. That's all. Like any Tom Cruise action movie, I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see in a theater.
I wanted to see Oppenheimer, but I didn't take. I guess you're right. I didn't want to see it enough because I didn't take the time to go and watch.
I get it. I mean, I get it. It's expensive. It did say Drew saw Endgame. Did you see that in theaters?
You never saw Endgame?
I've watched Endgame.
That's a maximum.
I've watched Endgame like 4 or 5 times. Okay. I didn't see it in movie theaters. No.
That's crazy.
That was one where I think going back and watching the videos on social media of like. Of seeing Robert Downey Jr. with the gauntlet on or whatever it's called and snap his fingers. That was like an all-time moment where on social media people were going nuts and that would have been cool to be at the theater for. But again, I don't know. If you go to a movie theater, I want to watch the movie. I don't want to react to the movie like other people. I feel like that's a...
I don't clap at the end of the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
I also just watch the movie. Not everything is like a stage play. That's just like the end of Endgame.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, everybody's
that's
just
like
going
a
nuts.
Moment,
like,
yeah, that's like a moment in time.
Yeah.
Slightly different. That's my random question of the day.
Interesting.
I'm surprised to find out. I figured just one of you just like, feel like Joker. You're in the demo for Joker. Like it was in the ballpark. But how many movies have you seen this year? You say like 2?
This year? Yeah, probably. If that. Yeah. I would say we're right around 2. I'm trying to think of the 2 movies, though. Most of them, like, this theaters, it's not like when many years I would go to. Movies a month, but I.
It was a big. It used to be a really big deal to go to the movie theater. Like you go with your friends, you get the popcorn. Yeah. Oh, the music's playing in the lobby. Like but now it's. I don't know. It's lost its aura, if you will.
I do agree to a certain extent. It's not the same vibe as it once was.
All right. Just the text line's being funny.
Which one, Cody?
All of them, honestly. Said I needed to see Magic Mike in IMAX. Perfect movie for the theater. You're like, yeah, that's fair.